You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
To keep the country free, members of the armed forces make serious sacrifices. We can't repay them, but there are ways to alleviate their wounds. That's where the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, can come in. It inspires, encourages, and offers assistance to blinded veterans and their families. It also advocates for them in Washington, provides information and resources, and brings them together in educational, recreational, and social settings. If you're a visually impaired veteran or if you want to help, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone. Pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live in Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder. I'm here with John. I'm here with Chris Shaw. Hey, everybody. What can I say? And today, yeah, what else is new? We got a problem with our phone lines. Hope you call in and maybe you'll get through.
And what did I say? If you don't get through this week, call next week.
Yeah, if you don't get through this week, call next week. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
We're going to go right into the next artist.
If you know this radio show, what can I say? What can I say? Sometimes
it's
we
like
have problems with our phone lines. That's the
reality.
First time, that's for sure.
Instead of reality TV, it's reality radio.
It's reality time.
And I just want to say, John Natoli, it's fun having you here with us.
Yes, thank John.
You. Okay, so let's go into the next artist
next
who
time.
Happens
next
to
artist
be blind.
Yep.
And I'm sure you all know Jose Feliciano. Born a Puerto Rican-American and blind, Jose has become one of America's best-known entertainers internationally. He has a strong following in Europe and especially in Latin America. When people think of great American guitar artists, they think of Duane Eddy, The Ventures, Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, and others, overlooking one of the truly great guitar artists, Jose Feliciano. He belongs in the upper echelon of the great guitarists of our time. His version of the national anthem performed at Tiger Stadium in Detroit in the late 1960s was controversial at the time, but has become recognized as one of great interpretations of the song. In the United States, he is best known for his million-selling hit, Light My Fire, and the Christmas classic, Feliz Navidad. He helped to mainstream Latin music influence on rock and roll.
Okay,
right,
let's go to this song.
Go.
Let's
Light
go to the first
fire,
song.
1968.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
That was a very, very good song, to say the least. Let's go to a second song.
Feliz Navidad, 2004.
See if you people remember this song. This was a big song, too.
The biggest Christmas.
I love this song. We didn't play this at our Christmas song.
No, we didn't.
Sure.
It's December.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay, that was Jose Feliciano.
Two great songs. Yes. All right, yep. Now we move on. I'll let you do the honors, John.
Next artist.
Going to Ronnie.
Ronnie Millsap.
Yes.
Wait, before you go, not to interrupt. If any of you really want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. See if you get through. Hope you do. Try to get through.
He's on the phone with people. It's just that we can't hear them. Okay, we'll let John proceed.
Yeah, Ronnie, he was a student of classical music, but he listened to country and gospel, and that's where actually I saw him for the first time. He had that country flavor about him. And then he got picked up and got some exposure with Elvis Presley and with Stevie Wonder. But it was Elvis Presley that gave him that country start, and he just became a fantastic country artist. And he did tunes such as Pure Love in 1974, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world in 1981. Those were his two biggest hits. Very talented, and he had a nice voice.
Okay,
can we play
the first one, please, Chris? Pure Love, 1974.
Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch and you in the morning. It's pure love, 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning, then I get breakfast in bed, you know you make me so happy.
Okay, Ronnie, it's time for your second song. Everybody gets two hits.
Yeah.
If they have two hits.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. 1981.
Our paths may never cross again. Maybe my heart will never mend. Glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine, and love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, wouldn't have missed loving you, girl. You've made my missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end.
That's Ronnie's songs. Okay, before we go any further, I have to tell you something. Something's really bothering me right now. The thing about
going over what you said, Lynn, about Ray Charles, about the glaucoma. You know, those folks who are listening right now that are sighted, and my friends that are low vision and blind, you better go in all the time and get your, let's just say, eyes checked, whether you're blind or sighted. And this is very important to get your numbers. Those numbers are a very big thing. And what Lynn said, Ray Charles, in today's world, 2017, that man might not ever have gone blind, because if his mother couldn't even afford him to get like the canals that I have, you take him to the lighthouse, go to an organization, and trust me, they would have found some way, whether through the lighthouse or any other organization, would have paid or helped paid for getting this man's or boy's eyes done with these canals. Very important, this glaucoma, to have it checked. And in today's world, if you don't have it checked, you should slap your hand and saying, that's terrible. What, Lynn?
No, I just wanted to do a PSA for
do a PSA.
The local people.
The local people?
Okay, this is in reference to the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. They would like you to please join them for their Tijuana Flats Dine and Donate Wednesday, May 3rd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And our good friends Osley Gonser and Susie Cool will be performing, and they are unbelievable. So if you mention the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, that Tijuana Flats will give them a percentage of the sales. And it is at 7608 University Boulevard in Winter Park. That's Wednesday night, May 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at 7608 University Boulevard. And go have fun at Tijuana Flats and help the GOCB.
You know, you folks out there, I've said this more than once.
Anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country. You know, we're all over the country.
It's not just about
and
Orlando.
And the point is this. If you have a PSA that you want us to talk, you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
That's right.
And Lynn will put it on.
Absolutely.
If you would like, by the way, to say something about your organization or anything else that's going on, just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, let us know. We're going to break, so on the other side of the break, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
More music on the other side.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
We're back. We're back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. And we got a show for you today. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? We got problems. Like, what else is on? What else? What else? What else?
What do you think of this, John Natoli?
What can I tell you?
Happens everywhere.
There you go. Yay.
Our phone lines. What can I tell you?
A good sport.
But listen, the phone lines are working up until Chris can take the call.
Right.
So what we're going to do in another minute or so, we're going to play a trivia, and you're going to call in, and if he tells you you got it, then I'll tell you the winner. Okay? So we'll do that way.
You'll tell them what they won.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you won.
Oh,
so anyway, I'm going to tell you right now, the winner of the song when I played This Magic Moment, we had a few callers, but the first caller called in was from Winter Garden. That was, what was his name?
Our good friend, Keith.
Keith won. He said it was the Drifters, which was 100% correct. So, Keith, you just won a Dunkin' Donuts $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, Keith?
Can you put D.D.
I think we have. Do we have his address?
D.D.
If not, I have to call him back and get Keith his address. We set up $10 gift card. And also, there were some other callers that he told me about. Robert from Valley Forge.
Hi, Robert.
Robert, sorry you weren't first. Keep on calling in, Robert. Love you. And keep on calling in from Valley Forge, PA. And we had Michael calling in from
Miami. Hi, Michael.
Okay. What's he saying?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been hanging around a lot of young people at the university. They throw up 305, the number 3, the zero for Miami.
Oh, Miami, area code 305.
Area code Miami. Yeah, I've been hanging around them too long.
There you go.
Okay.
The semester
and
almost
Broward
over
County's 954 and Boca's 561. Yeah, I got
and
it.
And then there was Sandra who tried to call through. Sandy, I'm sorry. You have to wait.
Sorry,
wait
Sandy
next,
and
next
Alan.
Week's show.
Try next week.
The next week when the phones are working.
All
what?
Right. So you want to go to Diane and trivia or trivia then Diane?
Let's go to that young lady.
Okay. This is very unusual.
Now, this is a very unusual woman. I never heard of her.
I never did either.
I never heard of this woman. But let me just tell you something. This
amazing.
Woman
She's
has an
amazing.
Unbelievable voice. And I'll tell you something. I want you to listen to this voice, okay?
Well,
and I'm
going to
ask you a question. I got to ask you a question. Go ahead. Play
okay. All right. Diane Jones Shore was born December 10th, 1953. Her nickname was Deedles. That's what her mom called her.
Do me a favor.
What?
Let's say it. I have my reason. Reason. I want the people to listen to her first.
Okay,
then
that's fine.
Say it. I have my reason.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem.
Play the first song.
This is called Louisiana Sunday Afternoon, 1988.
The temperature is rising from the heat. I feel desire burning.
Hear that voice? Is that a voice? Listen to that voice.
Lord, you got to help me make it through.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna play more of that song because I never heard of this artist. And when Lynn played it for me, to be honest with you, she's gonna read more of it. But I thought she was black.
Mm-mm.
And she's not. She's white.
All right, so let me
and
read
I'm amazed
about it,
because
Michael.
When she sings the song. John, what do you think?
I've heard it with Count Basie.
That's the second song
like
we're going
like
to
Count
play.
Count Basie in that whole era.
The second.
And she sounds fabulous. I mean, she's unbelievable.
The second song, we'll listen to her with Count Basie. Okay, let me read this. So anyway, her nickname is Deedles. Her mom named her that when she was little. She's an American jazz singer and pianist. As of 2015, Shore had released 23 albums and had extended her jazz repertoire to include essence of Latin, gospel, pop, and country music. Her most successful album is Diane Shore and the Count Basie Orchestra, which remained number one on the Billboard jazz charts for 33 weeks. She won Grammy Awards for Best Female Jazz Vocal Performance in 86 and 87, and has had 3 other Grammy nominations. She's performed in venues such as Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, the White House. She's performed with Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, Quincy Jones, and Stevie Wonder. This is interesting that Shore has been blind from birth due to retinopathy of prematurity, but has been gifted with absolute pitch memory and a clear vocal tone. In 1996, she was a guest performer on Sesame Street, where she was interviewed by Elmo and described to him how a blind person can learn to use other senses to adapt in the world. In 2000, she was awarded the Helen Keller Achievement Award by the American Foundation for the Blind. Can we play the song again, please? Are we playing more of Louisiana Sunday or going to the Count Basie?
No, we'll play that, a little more of this song.
Okay.
She's fantastic. It's a blind woman. It's unbelievable. I never heard her before. Fantastic.
Have you ever seen her?
She's won Grammy, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of her?
Yeah, she was on the Grammys back in the 80s.
Well, I never heard of her.
Really?
She's from Washington State.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you, Chris.
Smith was shocked, too.
She ringing a bell to me. Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of got that feel of, got a little bit of Anita Baker and Sade a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, play the song. What's her name again, Lynn?
Diane Shore.
Diane
spelled
Shore.
S-C-H-U-U-R.
Diane
I thought it was Shore.
She's
but
blind
I,
from birth.
It's Shore.
Blind from birth.
From retinopathy, prematurity. Yep.
Unbelievable. Is that the song, first song or second song?
That was Louisiana Sunday Afternoon, the first song in 88, and then the next one is with Count Basie Orchestra.
Let's play the one with Count Basie.
I see it's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal. Somehow I feel that it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel right now. I'm living it up and I like it. Yes, I like it. Hey, you give me a clue. What's the looks like you could be liking it too.
One great voice, I'll have to tell you. I never heard her before, I admit it. And she sounds tremendous, tremendous. You're listening to Blind and Beyond, the radio show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. But we hope you sighted folks are listening, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. And that's what you're listening to right now. All the different artists that were blind singers that have had hit records or Grammys over the last, well, let's just say 1920.
Years. Yeah.
And we're only people playing the ones that have major hits. Right now, we're going to go to trivia time. This is not about blind. This is trivia. Trivia time. See if you know this group. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song.
John's covering his mouth.
Do I need to mute the mics one more time just in case?
Now that group, I will just give you a big hint. They had many big hits. Is that right, John? You know who it is? Don't tell
I
it
do.
Was. Okay.
I know him personally.
Okay. Well,
we'll let him tell.
That's
about
a whole
that.
Thing
we'll
itself. My parents, they're a major distributor for that group, and we were very, very, very friendly with the owner of the record company named Florence. 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Call in right now, and if you know it, tell here. You won't be able to get it to us, but you can. Chris will take it from you, and he'll relieve it over to us, and then we'll tell you who won. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? By the way, songs like that, right, John? We're going to have like that, right, John?
Yep.
We're going to have oldies 50s, like 60s, that.
70s, 70s.
Yeah, oldies like that. This group will be playing many of their hits. And it's going to be a fun night where you can be dancing and singing and having a great time.
Or just sitting and drinking and
if
listening.
You just want to come there and have one drink, or if you want to come and eat and drink.
Best sound in Central Florida.
John says the best sound in
absolutely
Florida.
Everybody says the same
so.
Thing.
What we'll do?
And what's the name of the place again? Where's the location?
Bella
and
John,
what day?
Bella Room. It's right
the,
on.
The mic. Oh yeah.
Bella Room on Route 50.
Right on Route 50.
Where you meet 429.
It's not until July 29th. We'll give you a lot more details of it, and who knows? Maybe John will even advertise with us about other things, because all you people out there that have weddings and other things, you may want to go to Bella Room as well, because he's got the biggest one in town where you can have food, dancing, and a stage for your band or something if you want to be on the
or
stage.
Or if it's a seminar and
or
you're
if you're
going to
have a seminar.
Or if
you're going to have a meeting.
Right.
And you want food.
So what you need me to do?
Oh, right now?
Yeah. What do you need me to do? Get us prepared and get us pumped, primed, and going.
Oh.
Because I'm ready to party now.
There you go.
Ready to party now?
Oh, if it works once, place. We could do it a couple of times.
So, yeah, if it works, we'll have it a few times. July 29th, and we'll be telling you more. We got a lot more time to talk about it. As I said, people who make reservations ahead, you don't have to pay ahead, but make reservations ahead, we'll be giving you out a beautiful bracelet. What, Lynn?
No, I thought we would go to our next singer, and as organized as I was, I screwed up. I lost my notes on Andre Bocelli.
Okay, our next one.
But I know you know. I have a little bit there.
Now, this guy has been around not that many years. He's been around, but he's huge now. This guy is big all over the world, and he's blind. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, John?
Well, he being different than the other artist, he was a classical singer. That's how he learned his art. And Pavarotti was his idol. And Andre was able to cross over into the pop world, okay? And because he was always singing in Europe and so forth. But when he moved over to the pop world, where I see on your list, I guess you're going to play it, it was the song from the Olympics, mm-hmm. When You Believe, mm-hmm. Okay? And but what he's best known for is Time to Say Goodbye and naturally The Prayer. And he's been in Orlando now twice in the past 3 years, selling out at the Amway.
At the Amway, correct, yeah.
Okay. And he's totally blind. Oh, let's yes. Let's hear the first song.
Guarda fuori già.
Because We Believe.
Mattina. Questo è un giorno che ricorderai. Alzati in fretta e vai. c'è chi credente non ti arrendere. Once in every life there comes a time we walk out all alone and into the light. The moment won't last, but then we remember it again when we close our eyes. Like stars across the sky, che per vincere tu dovrai vincere. Con i sogni tuoi, le tue speranze.
Unbelievable voice. Wow. Unbelievable voice. I call that an angel voice. What would you say, Lynn? And an angel voice?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of voice you just sit there and you're just amazed.
He's a good looking man, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's. Oh, my wife says he's a good guy. I'm not hating anything, but he's all right.
He ain't no Chris Shaw, so you know.
Hey, Lynn, for those who are blind, right, how would you describe him? Because they don't know what he looks like.
I've never saw him. I think he's tall and thin, though, isn't he? And he has white hair that he brushes back.
He has grayish hair, he's
silvery gray.
He's not heavy.
No.
But he's only about 5'8".
Oh, okay. I thought he was tall.
Yeah. He looked a whole lot taller. He looks like he's about six three.
Everybody thought Tom Jones was tall, but he's only 5'1".
What?
That's right. He wears those big heels. Same thing with Tom Jones, he's only 5'1".
With
the guest we're going to sing about. Yeah, that's all he goes right up to my shoulders.
No kid.
Yeah.
Oh, we're disillusioned.
I know that for a fact.
You need to tell me I'm taller than Tom Jones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't get over it.
Let's hear his other song.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit. It's called Cantico? How do you say that?
That is a beautiful song.
Cantico. Yeah.
Cantico.
Yes.
And that was Andre
Bocelli.
Bocelli.
I thought an adjective, captivating.
What?
That's
breathtaking.
When you listen to it, it's just captivating, breathtaking.
Breathtaking. Okay. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I just want to say this right now. I hope you like this radio show tonight. For those who like music, I hope you do. For those of you who are not familiar with all these artists, well, these are all blind folks that have made it big in the record industry, music industry. That's what we're doing. That's what we're all about, the blind community. And the sighted folks, I hope you like this radio show in particular. Lynn?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I got a cute comment just now. Flo Walsh, here's a shout out to you. Flo Walsh in Orlando, and she says, "Now that's my kind of music y'all play."
Oh, okay.
Welcome, Flo, and we hope you continue listening to the show.
Yes. And the point is this way. Someone asked me just recently, "So tell me, Blind and Beyond, what kind of radio show is this? What do you talk about? What kind of things do you bring up?" Well, you're listening to one. I said when I thought of this radio show, I wanted to make it something like Johnny Carson Tonight Show. It was supposed to be entertaining, fun, and informative for the blind. And I thought that the sighted folks might like to listen to our show and learn about the sighted folks as well, the blind folks, and listen how the sighted people can learn about people like myself who are visually impaired and blind. And since we've been on the radio, we found we have a huge listening audience, of which we understand about 40% is sighted, which we love. And we hope that you like to listen to like this particular show, which is music, is true. But learning about, like what Lynn said, for those who have just turned in the show, Lynn, would you read that first thing? Because it blew my mind when you read it
the science article?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Read that again, because the people who missed the show when they first turned it in.
I just wanted to remind everybody.
Just give two sentences.
That
that's
our
all.
Show is fun and informative, and that's why we
listen
say
to this one that I learned. I don't know if any of you knew this, but
Lynn's reading
a fact.
Well, let's see how I can condense this.
Listen to this fact.
Well, it's not just one sentence. That blind individuals, their brain develops a little bit differently.
When you're blind from birth.
Right, and that they have more sensitive...
pitch.
They sense the auditory signals much better.
Right.
Than a sighted person.
And I know since I've gone blind, my other signals come up much
pitch
better.
Pitch discrimination, that's what I was looking for.
I don't know about my
for.
Singing voice. I won't know about that. And we're not saying because you're blind, you can become a better singer. We're not saying that. But like they said about Stevie Wonder has a perfect pitch, mm-hmm. Ray Charles, and all these different folks became great musicians, let's just say, and because they were blind, it helped. Anybody have anything to say out there? You're more than welcome to call the show.
Chris will relay
407-894-1680. Chris will relay to us who's calling and what are you talking about. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. By the way, Chris, did anybody call in about that last trivia?
Not yet. The phone lines are still open. Give me a call. 407-894-1680.
I'm going to give it to myself because I knew who it was.
I know who it was, too.
Oh, you did not know who it was.
Yeah, I did.
John, did you know
give
it was?
Give him a chance to say.
John, did you know Chris, it was who was singing?
He was covering
tonight,
his mouth.
Tonight?
He knew what it was.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. Okay. So, give me one other. Don't say the artist. Give me one other song that they had that was big.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
I was thinking the same thing. Yep.
I know.
Is dedicated.
I know Shirley.
I know it too.
Yes. Yeah. Matter of fact, my band had a back. Her band got stuck in a snowstorm.
And you just gave it away also.
I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Well, Shirley.
Well, who knows Shirley?
That's the lead singer of the group.
She is the group, you know. But I've backed them a number of times.
Anyway, I'll tell you who. Are they on the phone with it?
No, he's on the other phone fixing.
So now I'm going to tell you. The group is called, I'll let you tell it. What's the name of the group?
The Shirelles.
The Shirelles. Some people said Shirelles, but it's not. It's the Shirelles.
Shirelles.
Yep. The Shirelles. So anyway, you folks.
Don't forget, we have one more singer.
Yep. Okay. Now, we got a singer here right now that I'm going to tell you about right now. This guy had a few big hits. Now, you're going to say to me, the guy's not totally blind. I totally agree. But he is blind in one eye. All right. Now, this is a trivia, too, before
John
I go to the song.
More information there about him I gave him.
No, but don't give his name. Don't give his name.
No.
Leave out the name. Mm-hmm. Give out some hints. Blind in one eye. He had many hits. So I'm putting him in the classification of blind.
What else does it say
there? But he only blind in one eye.
Yeah.
Well,
leave out his name.
He lost his eye for a car accident.
A car accident, yep.
In 1955. But what amazed me about this man, he's under 5 feet tall.
What?
Yes.
Who means 5 feet?
Oh, he wears the same as
the
Tom
heels.
Jones. He
yeah,
wears
the
big heels. Believe me.
I read that.
And I had the privilege, my band, to tour with him. And
he
then
was an unbelievable dancer.
And then we had the privilege to do his only TV special on NBC.
Okay.
And yeah, and you know, one of the greatest things that I remember, I was walking through the orchestra pit to get to the other side, and I actually had to straddle the lights that was the back lights, and all of a sudden I heard this music and I heard this voice singing "I've Got to Be Me," and I had to go backwards because I had to get back and I had to see this man. This is before we toured with him. And boom. This little guy, this voice that came out.
Okay, stay right there,
man.
Chris.
Well, that's the second song.
That's the second song?
Yeah, that's the second song.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. So we'll play that one.
Okay.
The one that John was just talking about.
Yeah. Can you go to that second song first? See if you can play it.
That was his real major hit.
Yes. His first song was big, too, but this was his big hit. I love this song. I love this song.
Whether I'm right or world,
it's a trivia song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who's singing?
It's a trivia song.
I made it trivia.
Oh, this is a trivia song?
Yeah.
It's a good thing that John didn't say his name.
That's why I said don't tell his name.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with this.
I want to live, not merely survive. Stream of life that keeps me alive.
Now, Chris,
I gotta be
can you stop that right now? Stop the song. I'm going to play this song. You know what just hit me, folks out there listening? It just hit me. I want you to listen to this song. I'll tell you.
It's very relevant,
it's trivia,
the message.
But it just hit me listening to the song. For those folks that are blind or visually impaired, especially, I gotta be me. Listen to the words of this song. For those folks who can't get off their rear end and do something, just listen to the song.
Okay. I had my man, our good friend Robert from Valley Forge, to give us a call. And he wants to know, why is it that the audio clips, when people are looking it up, because of the statement that you made when you read the article about the response and how people pick up and blind people from birth, he said, why does it have to be played so fast, and do everybody understand it that is blind about some of the information that comes over via the internet as well, and why is it played so fast? And then blind man Gary said,
we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Name
stay
that
right
group.
There. Don't go away. We'll come right back.
Who's that group?
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and four full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org. www.blindsight.org.
We're back. This is Michael from Blind to Beyond Radio Show. We got up now is John. John?
Yeah, about, the blind being able to have this special thing that they're able to hear tones and so forth. If you watch performers on stage, especially those that have to sing harmony, you see them close their eyes so they can pick out the notes that's within that chord for the harmonies. And I one quick experience working in Norfolk with the Ink Spots. There was one of them that never opened his eyes when he sang.
No kidding.
Yes. And he was the main guy with the harmony.
With great pitch.
If anybody has anything they want to say about the show, please write to us. It's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or if you want to listen to this podcast or any other podcast that we've had on the air, it's just blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right. Before we went to break, blind man Gary called and said, why, at the beginning of the show, he was listening real hard. He said, why does everybody get on him? Because he used the name Blind Man Gary when you got Blind Man Willie Johnson and Blind Man.
Because that, tell him that was.
Maybe Gary's just
because
old fashioned.
The answer to question is Gary. Today's world, most people don't start off by saying their name is Blind Man. Back in the 20s, which you're not living, the artists used to say Blind Man Willie or Blind Man. That's correct, Gary. But in today's world, okay.
Blind Boy Fuller. He was a great
in today's
great
world,
guitar player.
In 2017, on this radio show, it's Gary Sinclair.
So there.
Yes, Daddy.
So there. It's Gary
yes, Dad.
Sinclair. Okay. So there.
And by the way, we had a winner from
Lancaster.
Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Kevin, guess it was Sammy Davis Jr. And by the way, when we go all, and he just won himself a $10 gift card. From Dunkin' Donuts. By the way, listen, folks.
I hear candy.
When we go
land.
Off, before we go off, I'm going to play, when we're going off, Sammy Davis Jr., I Gotta Be Me. And I'm going to play that song a lot more because I love the words. And I think it's very important for you folks to listen to the words of that song because listen to the words very carefully because you folks are just sitting there crying and saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything. That's false. And the point is, you can. Be positive. That's the whole thing with the show's all about. Be positive. Listen to the song. It's very important. Listen to the words of the song. And for next week, can't wait to speak to you and see you again. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for joining us, John. It was a lot of fun.
And we're looking for a big rock and roll show there.
Remember the Bella Room.
In Bella Room, in July 29th. We can dance. We can maybe sing along with one of your groups. We're going to be there.
Sure.
And we'll be playing some old songs. Looking forward to it.
We'll talk about it more.
And we're talking more in the weeks to come. Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
Great show. I loved it.
Oh,
and
great.
The point is, I hope you all did. I'd like to hear some comments about the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Even if you didn't like the show, write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You can't
if you didn't
please
like
everybody.
It, well, I hope you like it. That's what the show's all about. We hope you informed. We hope you had fun. Take it away, Sammy Davis Jr.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you,
hey,
Chris.
Hey, anytime.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
All of success is waiting for me if I need the call. I won't settle down, won't settle for less, as long as there's a chance that I go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. Somebody else, if I'm not right for me.